All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for this week's edition of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week coming to you from Champaign in the State Farm Center. Some great news coming up. Black Bart has re-signed with the PWA, having been gone for a while after he and Ron Bass were the American Tag Team Champions for a while. But we also have contract extensions from Brian Christopher and Terry Funk. So that is a great thing that there's nobody leaving. There's actually people coming in. So that's always a good thing. So we start off this week with Black Bart making his return against Beef Stew Lumarconi. And other matches we have is Johnny B. Badd, the Interstate 74 champion, in a non-title match against the Italian Stallion. We've got Farouk facing off against superstar Billy Graham. The Stud Stable and the Nightmares in a non-title match. Then we have Iceman King Parsons defending the Illinois heavyweight title against Brian Christopher. And then our main event is Jerry Lawler facing off against Terry Funk. So a lot of great matches going on today. So let's get it started. Black Bart makes his return to the PWA in a great match against Beef Stew Lumarconi. Marconi has several great moments in the match, but Bart eventually puts him away with a falling splash from the middle turnbuckle in a time of 9 minutes, 5 seconds. Next match has Barry Horowitz facing off against Reggie B. Fine. And Horowitz and Reggie mix it up in a decent match of those who would likely be overlooked by most other fantasy wrestling leagues. Horowitz gets the pin after a backslide after Reggie wildly swings with a chain on his right hand. So your winner is Barry Horowitz in a time of 8 minutes, 22 seconds. After the match, Horowitz asks for the microphone. He challenges Johnny B. Badd to defend his Interstate 74 title against him. Reggie gets back to his feet and rips the microphone out of his hand. Reggie says that Horowitz is dreaming if he thinks his fluke win will earn him a title shot. Reggie says that he would be a much better opponent for Johnny B. Badd or any other champion in the PWA. Well, Johnny B. Badd's had his issues with Mark Merrow, who is up in the next match, facing living legend Larry Zbyszko. And Merrow and Zbyszko meet in a good match, but it is cut short when both men nail each other with a shoulder tackle. Zbyszko falls through the ropes and cannot make it back into the ring before Tommy Young's 10 count. So your winner, in a time of 5 minutes 56 seconds, by count out, is Marvelous Mark Merrow. Now we get to the one everybody's been talking about today. Johnny B. Badd, Italian Stallion, non-title match. Badd and Stallion have a quick match that highlights both men's speed and agility. Stallion gets the win after Badd misses a flying elbow drop off the top turnbuckle in a time of 2 minutes 48 seconds. After the match, Merrow comes out to the interview desk and taunts Badd that he can't even beat Italian Stallion. Badd was ballsy enough to challenge Merrow when he wasn't even in the state. Merrow challenges him to a match next week for the title. They can finally put to rest who is the better wrestler. Badd quickly agrees. Next match has gorgeous Jimmy Garvin facing off against dangerous Doug Gilbert. Garvin and Doug have a decent match. Garvin has the upper hand for the bulk of the match. Missy slips a chain into the ring, but Garvin knocks him out of the ring with a dropkick. Doug lands on top of Missy, and the chain slides under the guardrail. Garvin slingshots himself over the top rope into a crossbody block on top of both Doug and Missy. Garvin rolls Doug back into the ring and gets the pin with the brainbuster in a time of 17 minutes, 46 seconds. All right, next match has Farouk facing off against superstar Billy Graham. And Farouk and Graham get ready to have a great match. But it is cut short when Eddie rushes the ring and attacks Graham. Referee Nick Patrick immediately calls for the bell. Eddie nails Graham with the American Heavyweight title belt. The rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International rush the ring. Farouk and Sunshine manage to make their way out of the ring. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International continue to beat down on Graham until the gorgeous gentlemen rush the ring. Chris has a kendo stick, Jimmy has a baseball bat. The gorgeous gentlemen get a few shots in before they are cleared the ring. The gentlemen help a bloodied Graham back to his feet. Graham and Eddie jaw at each other, but everyone else manages to keep them separated. Missy leads Hot Stuff and Hyatt International back to the dressing room, while Michelle, Graham, and the gorgeous gentleman celebrate in the ring. So your winner by disqualification, in a time of 1 minute 19 seconds, is Superstar Billy Graham. Next we go to Lance Russell at the interview desk talking about this week's IAW update. Last night, the British Bulldogs were back in Stampede Wrestling, defending the international tag team titles against the Moondogs. And in a brawl and a half, the Bulldogs actually get the win by disqualification over the Moondogs to keep the titles. So your international tag team champions are still Davey Boy Smith and Dynamite Kid, the British Bulldogs. Speaking of titles, we've got a ton more champions coming on in this card. Next match has the Stud Stable, the Illinois Tag Team Champions, facing off against the Nightmares in a non-title match. The Nightmares and the Stud Stable have a great match. The Nightmares and Michelle McCool come to the ring first. They try to convince the Stud Stable to defend the Illinois Tag Team titles tonight. The Stud Stable and J.J. Dillon come out to the entrance ramp and refuse to defend the titles. However, Dillon says that if the Nightmares might possibly defeat the Stud Stable, they can have a title shot in the near future. Hot Stuff begins to play. Eddie and Missy come out to the top of the entrance ramp behind the Stud Stable. Eddie says that Dillon isn't exactly very good in his threats. The Nightmares already have a title shot next week in Peoria. Whether they win or lose tonight, the Stud Stable will be defending the titles against them next week. Missy says that maybe Dillon's losing it before they leave the entrance ramp. The Stud Stable rushes the ring and attacks the Nightmares. Both teams brawl until Golden gets the pin on Davis with a roll-up and a handful of tights in a time of 11 minutes, 38 seconds. The Stud Stable quickly leaves the ring with the title belts. The Nightmares are in the ring extremely upset with the loss, but they have the title match next week to gain a sense of revenge. All right, that's next week for the Illinois Tag Team titles. Tonight, Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Iceman King Parsons defending the title against Brian Christopher. Parsons comes out to the interview desk. Lance comes out to congratulate him for becoming the longest reigning champion in PWA history. Parsons says that it's a great honor to be the longest reigning champion ever. However, he is upset that his celebration match is against a chump like Brian Christopher. Sure, he was once one half of the American Tag Team Champions, but Iceman King Parsons himself is a former three-time American Tag Team Champion. Brian Christopher comes out to the interview desk to confront the champion. Iceman responds by nailing him with the title belt. Iceman takes Brian to the ring and quickly tries to dispatch of him. However, Brian refuses to be pinned quickly. Iceman gets frustrated and leaves the ring. Brian starts to chase after him, but Nick Patrick keeps him in the ring to count out the champion. Once the bell rings, Brian leaves the ring and chases Iceman back to the dressing room. All right, so your winner, in a time of 4 minutes 35 seconds, by countout, is Brian Christopher. But Iceman King Parsons is still your Illinois heavyweight champion, still holding on to the longest title reign in PWA history. All right, our main event has the last two former American heavyweight champions, Jerry the King Lawler and Terry Funk, facing off. Funk comes down to the ring and asks for the microphone. He goes on a bit of a rant against Superstar Billy Graham. Funk goes on and on about Graham costing him the American heavyweight title last week. Graham's music begins to play. He and Michelle McCool come out to the entrance ramp. Graham starts his own rant about how Funk was never worthy of holding the title. However, there is only one wrestler who is more unworthy of that title, Jerry Lawler. He wants to call himself the King of Wrestling, but he's not worthy of the title. Neither is Terry Funk. However, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert should not have the title. Superstar Billy Graham should be the American Heavyweight Champion of the world. Of course, this brings out Eddie and Missy. He feels that he must answer all the unspoken challenges. Eddie comes out with the American heavyweight title belt draped over his shoulder. He tells all three of them, even and especially Lawler, who is still in the back, to get in line. He will gladly defend the title against any one of them at any time. To continue the insanity of everyone interrupting everyone else, Lawler comes out and tells Gilbert and Graham to stay out of his business so that he can take care of Terry Funk so he can get the shot against Gilbert for the title that he wants to get back. The three at the top of the entrance ramp start to brawl until the referees come out to separate them. Randy Anderson takes Lawler down to the ring for the match against Funk. Eddie and Graham are taken back to the dressing room area. The match doesn't last long as Graham comes back down to the ring. He taunts Lawler, causing him to leave the ring and start brawling in the aisle. Anderson counts Lawler out, awarding the match to Funk. Funk climbs out of the ring and attacks Graham. Funk and Lawler drag Graham back into the ring and double team him. Eddie rushes down to the ring with a chair and starts wailing away on all three men. Lawler falls out of the ring, but he re-enters with a chair of his own. The two face each other in a Mexican standoff until answer to no one plays. I come out to the entrance ramp and start to ram all four men for their idiotic and childish behavior tonight. Everyone wants to be all up in everybody's business. Since everyone wants to make up their own rules, I'm going to set everyone straight for next week. I'm rearranging next week's card a little bit. Lawler will face off against one half of the American Tag Team Champions, Farouk. Graham and Funk will face off in a number one contender match for Eddie's American Heavyweight title in the first main event. The second main event will be Eddie facing off against living legend Larry Zbysko in a non-title match. Both main events will be cage matches to keep everyone else out of the matches. Because this gets a little redundant and a little, a lot ridiculous with all of the comings and goings of wrestlers not involved in the match. But next week, that's not going to be the case for either of the main events. So I encourage you to be back. Terry Funk and Superstar Billy Graham, number one contenders for the American Heavyweight title. And then Eddie Gilbert facing off against Larry Zbysko, also in a cage. That is going to be a great match. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, thanking you for enjoying and supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.